Good morning, Q100. Who is this?
This is Justin Timberlake.
Oh, hi. Damn. Hi, Justin Timberlake.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm good. I'm good. How you guys doing?
We're doing fantastic. Really good, man. It's
much better now.
Yeah, I'm glad you called. Really glad you called.
Where are you? Holy
crap. Oh, my God. Hi.
That's our traffic woman, Wendy, right there. And she can't even see you, and she's blushing.
Wendy, from now on, I don't know if you do the traffic with your voice that high, but please.
Not that high, but I literally just ran a mile.
Well, she's got very little legs, so like 10 feet to her is like a mile and a half.
Right.
I forgot that Wendy is a big old Justin Timberlake fan.
I'm
like,
a huge Justin
she
Timberlake
wears your
fan.
Your concert hoodie like daily.
Oh, the sexy back jacket.
Yeah.
Well, now's your chance to make a first impression, Wendy, and it sounds to me like you're sort of choking.
Yeah, and clarification, it's not like your hoodie, like she didn't sneak into your dressing room or your bus and take it or anything. She bought it at the concert.
So how are you? What's
new? I'm good. I really can't complain, Wendy.
He's talking right to you, Wendy. This is your interview. Go for it.
That just became her ringtone, by the way.
Right.
That's my ringtone.
Exactly.
Hey, Justin, we had Jessica Biel called up a couple of days ago, and she first of all,
Yeah, I know.
Oh, no, this is going to be a problem.
Why?
No, not at all.
Why would it be?
We actually thought about calling together, but we thought would be like a little hokey, so.
Well, why do you think this is going to be a problem?
Because now they're going to get off the phone, or you're not going to make us decide who's the bigger celebrity, you or Jessica Biel, like, while you're on the phone with us, are you?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
I think the contest is a little strange anyway, but no.
Who would you pick as the biggest celebrity, you or Jessica Biel?
I would definitely pick her. She's so hot.
That's just smart. That's just a smart move on your part. She told us something really interesting the other day. First of all, she's so cool. I mean, you've got the coolest chick ever. But she was telling us that she sometimes sends her friends out in disguise to throw off the paparazzi.
Yeah.
Do you have decoys, too?
I was going to ask you the same question. Do you do that with your friends?
Unfortunately, my best friend is like, you know, my best friend Trace, I'm sure you guys might know, he's vertically challenged, let's put it like that. he's not exactly the best decoy. No, I don't do that too often.
What you guys need to do is next time you're out somewhere socially, you need to find another couple that kind of favors you and just become friends with them for the sole purpose of using them as decoys and see how long you can befriend them. So, hey, why don't you guys run out the front door into that SUV and we're going to sneak out through the basement entrance. Just try it. It'll be fun.
That is a great idea. I'm totally going to use that one.
Do we even know the story of how you guys met for the first time? Because I'm just assuming one A-list celebrity thinks another A-list celebrity is hot, and then you have your people call their people, and then you guys go to have lunch?
Really?
Is that not
how people do that?
I don't know. I've never been an A-lister, so I don't know.
No, we just met out one night and spoke and, you know, got each other's number, and it was pretty simple. It wasn't...
Who spoke to who first?
I spoke to her, yeah.
So did you have to go up and say, hi, my name's Justin, or was she, you know...
This is getting weird, guys.
I would assume you would just dance right up to her.
Oh, my God. Don't be a dork.
Now it got weird.
That's only because I did the dance.
It got really weird. There's always that one guy who makes that one comment, and you just became that guy.
That's our boy right there.
Sorry.
Right.
Justin, I want to ask you about working with Madonna.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Man, I actually just got an email this morning. This woman is, her album is number one in 26 countries.
Jeez. Wow.
I couldn't even name 26 countries right now.
I know.
Me either.
But I think you're a huge part of that. I mean, your song together, 4 minutes, is incredible. I mean, and just the collaboration with you, I think, raises her stock and helps her reinvent herself.
Well, that's nice. I mean, you know, she's really cool. I really enjoy working on the record with her. She's really smart. She's actually a great songwriter, and we had fun making the record. So that's not even my favorite. That's not even my favorite song on the record.
Which one is your favorite song on the record?
I wrote this song. I wrote this song for her called "Miles Away," which I think is a pretty dope song.
Was there? I mean, you're obviously a big old star in your own right now. But was there any part of you that initially
right now.
No, I mean, like, you know, in your own way, you're a big old star. So was there any part of you that was in a little bit intimidated to work with Madonna?
Yeah, a little bit. You just kind of feel like, man, all right, she's had so many big songs. So as a songwriter, you come in and you say, okay, how do I take what I do? And, cause I think that's the drill, you know, I mean, that's the point of us working together is her having, like you said before, her having something unique and sort of having a new style to what she already has. And she's done so many different things. You kind of feel the pressure to write songs that are big, because she always has big records, and B, have something that really fits her style. And she changes her style so often, you know, what is it going to be this time? So yeah, I was definitely a little intimidated.
Mm-hmm. Justin, last night, did I read this correctly, where you've accepted a role to play a baseball player?
I just wrapped a film where I play a baseball player.
That sounds awesome, because it was an article talking about all the legendary roles in baseball, and they were really complimenting you and thinking that this may be one of those roles.
That's very nice. The movie is actually, it's called Open Road, and it's more of a road trip movie, mm-hmm. and that's kind of a backseat to the plot. But yeah. I went down to Southeastern Louisiana University, where we were shooting close to New Orleans, and I sort of begged the coach down there to teach me how to bat left-handed, because I'm a right-hander,
mm-hmm.
and it was kind of a small little bet I had with the director to bat left-handed, and we pulled it off. So it was fun.
I guess you've won so many awards, you got to start challenging yourself in a different way. You're like, I'm going to bat left-handed. I mean, I've already got all these Grammys, platinum artists. I mean, what else am I going to challenge myself with?
It's not fair, because God's just like, I mean, he gave you all the talent, and there's some other dude, because it's the balance of life. There's some other dude somewhere created that has zero talent. None, because you took it all.
Oh, come on, man.
So, Justin, since we're like BFF now and we're all close and tight, are you going to come to Atlanta soon, maybe do like a Madonna, Justin Timberlake tour, or just hang out in Atlanta?
A Madonna, Justin Timberlake tour, like just in Atlanta?
Just in Atlanta.
we'll go play like five different places in Atlanta.
Exactly.
And just the one song.
Yeah, we'll spend 4 minutes at every place in Atlanta. Yeah, I'm game, Wendy. You know, you just gotta you gotta call her and make sure her schedule is clear.
Man, I'm curious.
She may call and you never know.
I'm gonna hold you to that now, since you promised. It's a promise. You have to come to Atlanta soon.
Okay.
Yay.
Well, I have friends in Atlanta. You know, I mean, I'm shooting it around with you guys for a friend.
Oh yeah,
Tell us who you're calling for and who the charity is also.
The girl I'm calling for, her name is Lindsay Glukert,
okay.
And the charity in the spirit of my girlfriend and her friend, I'm gonna go with the Cambodia Relief Fund as well.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
See, that's just smart. See, there's this lesson to be learned here. It doesn't matter who you are. I mean, you're always putting a deposit into the sexual bank. Okay, this is really what this always all boils down to right here. This is setting yourself up for a withdrawal later on. This is all what this is right here. All right, so her name again is Lindsay Gruquette?
No, not Lindsay Croquette. Her name is Lindsay Glukert. G-L-U-E-C-K-E-R-T. It's an interesting last name, I know.
Glukert.
Okay.
And we got it.
Cambodia Fund. Okay, you are registered. Now, she is registered for the $10,000. If you win, and sure, there's a good chance you're going to win, $5,000 goes to that charity. And even second place gets a $5,000 diamond necklace from a local jeweler here, Solomon Brothers. So thank you for calling, man.
Yeah, thank you, Justin.
My pleasure. The charity part of it is really cool. You guys deserve a pat on the back for doing that. So that's really cool.
And I'm looking at the emails right now, and just a quick little golf clap, because Lindsay asked for the phone number 30 minutes ago.
Oh, no, fantastic. Really. Thank you, Justin, so much.
No messing around. She turned it around quick.
No worries.
All right, Justin Timberlake, thank you very much for calling, man.
You guys take care. Bye, Wendy.
I love you.
Now it got straight.
You know what she was hoping would happen? Would be the inadvertent I love you back.
Too,
like, I love you too.
I love it.
Wendy.
Yes.
I love you too.
Oh, I love you. Oh, my God. I'm going to be on cloud nine forever.
He is a good actor, isn't he? See you later, Justin.
Bye, Justin.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye.